This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
The roots on fire, Wayne Allen Root, the warrior, your conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior at your service, and great to be back again, a relaunch of the show, at our new time slot, 11 p.m. East Coast time, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, 8 o'clock West Coast time. I've got a 7-point plan to save the U.S. economy. It really is bad, even though the market was up. Over 1,167, almost 1,200 points today. Great rebound. And I said it would rebound, right? I said it would. I had my economic expert on my radio show yesterday, greatest stock guru I've ever met, Kip Herridge. And he said, buy, buy, buy. Because what's happened is a massive overreaction to coronavirus, to the oil situation with Saudi Arabia and Russia, and just in general, because the economy's great. Jobs are great, plentiful, booming. Wages up, so a massive overreaction. But I'm someone who believes that whether they're wrong or not, whether the hysteria is warranted or not, you got to react strong, right? I don't believe it's warranted. I don't believe coronavirus is going to shut down America and the American economy or fill every hospital in this country. I don't believe it. But that doesn't matter. The American people have been convinced, brainwashed, you might say, by the liberal biased media that this is the worst thing ever. Even though 61,000 people died of the flu in 2018, even though 30,000 have died in the last year of the flu, and so far, I think it's 27 have died in America, 19 of them in one nursing home in Kirkland, Washington. I don't make light of that in one situation. If it's your mom or dad in that nursing home, it's terrible. But 19 people, you know, sitting in a wheelchair in a nursing home who are 90 years old, who have massive problems with their immune systems, and maybe heart problems, or maybe diabetes, or maybe cancer. They're on their last legs. Maybe they have Alzheimer's. They're weakened, and when this flu gets in, boom, that's the end of them. 19 of the 27 deaths in the whole country at 330 million people are in one place. And you're telling me we should all be hysterical? But it doesn't matter. You've got to react strongly, Mr. President, because number one, you and I could both be wrong, and this could turn much worse and much more deadly than we believe. And you have to have been on record that you're there to defend against it and to defend the American people. And number two, even if it does pass, this too shall pass in 2 or 3 months, and it'll be totally forgotten, which is my prediction, especially when warm weather hits us. It'll be gone, like all viruses and flus always are. And the American media will move on to something else. They didn't get you. But so what? You need to respond now, because Vegas is on the ropes. Here I do my show from Las Vegas. Conventions getting canceled. Flights much lighter than they used to be. People are just not coming in the last 2 weeks like they were. Restaurants, some of them empty. You got to fight back. Airlines are going to be broke. Cruise ships are going to be broke. Travel industry will be broke. There's so many industries out there that are in major trouble. I just saw an article today about the wedding industry. Just think about it. No one's going to fly to a wedding anymore. No one's flying in. And a lot of people are canceling events where, you know, if 20, 30, 50, 100, 200 people congregate over this country, they say you can't do that anymore. Few months, they're going to put aside weddings and say you can't have any. In Italy, you can't have weddings. Not allowed to congregate with 100 people at once. So the wedding industry is in major trouble, on the ropes. You got to respond now. So here's my plan. Mr. President, here's a 7-point plan to save the U.S. economy. That's the headline. This is the most ridiculous overreaction in world history. The mainstream media has made the average American hysterical over coronavirus. Why? That's how they raise ratings and attract eyeballs. If it bleeds, it leads. That's the media's mantra. Everyone knows death, disaster, and fear sell. Fear and hysteria lead to money in the bank for the media. And as a bonus, that same liberal, biased mainstream media thinks they could take down the Trump economy and defeat Trump in November. And this is life or death, folks. If Trump doesn't win in November, it's the end of America. So you've got to do whatever you've got to do now, President Trump, to counteract this situation. And as I record this show at this moment, the Dow futures are down big again. A few hundred points for the opening on Wednesday morning. Now, you know, by the time Wednesday rolls around, maybe they'll be up 500 points. But as of now, they're down a few hundred points. So today's 1,200-point gain may be fleeting. You got to react strongly like a SWAT team against a drug dealer. Do you really need 20 guys in armored outfits with major guns to take down one little old drug dealer? Well, yeah, you do. You have to make a statement. What if he's got five others with him? What if your cops get killed? You've got to put the hammer down on this guy. And that's why we send SWAT teams in. It's brutal. It's a bit of an overreaction sometimes. But it's needed to make sure you get the bad guy. He doesn't escape and no cops get killed. I love SWAT. And this is like a SWAT attack on coronavirus and the hysteria, the wrong hysteria going on that the media has brainwashed Americans to be hysterical and to panic. Here's my answer. By the way, how hysterical are Americans? They've stopped buying Corona beer. Somehow they equate Corona beer with coronavirus. That's how hysterical they are. Need I say more? They've sold out toilet paper in every Costco in America. Need I say more? So keep in mind the regular flu killed 61,000 Americans in 2018, yet no one panicked. No one stopped living a normal life. We all went about our business. But suddenly, two dozen dead nationwide, most of them old, sick, frail people in one nursing home in Washington, has created panic, hysteria, and economic collapse and stock market crash. What a ridiculous overreaction, right? Right. But you've got to come back like a SWAT team so this doesn't spread. The contagion isn't even coronavirus. The contagion is the hysteria and the restaurants no one's going to and the movies no one's going to and the Vegas flights that are being canceled and the conventions being canceled, right? That's the hysteria. The cruise ships ready to go out of business. The airlines ready to go out of business. The Vegas employees are getting laid off left and right. Or if they're not yet, it's coming. Trust me when I tell you, it's bad out there. We're on the verge of an economic collapse for no reason. This is no different than an episode of the flu, but it doesn't matter. Who's right on this one? The American people have the last say, and you've got to bring the hammer down. So to stop the panic and the hysteria, President Trump, you need to announce a plan. You need to reassure the nation. You need to be the father of the nation. Here's a plan that just might work. From Wayne Allyn Root. Number one, Trump was brilliant at banning all flights to and from China 2 months ago. Now he has to ban all international flights for 60 days with an option for another 30. Do you really think that's a big deal? That's 60 to 90 days where nobody with coronavirus can get into the United States. Who's got coronavirus? Not Americans, South Koreans, Italians, Chinese, and God knows, Vietnamese, Thailand, Singapore. Who knows who has it? We're gestating right now. But you got to make us Fortress America and cut off international flights and keep the pandemic from spreading. This is how we avoid a total collapse of the economy. If people start hearing about a lot of people dying, they'll say, see, I'm not going out anymore. See, I'm not buying anything anymore. See, I'm not getting on a flight anymore. We take a 10% hit now, and that's the most that would be to the economy. That's probably 10% to the travel economy. It's probably 1% of the American economy is international people spending in America. But we take a hit of 10% for the next 60 to 90 days so we don't take a 100% hit with a total economic collapse later, a slow-motion economic collapse. Number two, ask seniors. I would classify that as anyone 70 and older and anyone sick with disease or a weak immune system to stay home, avoid travel, avoid crowds, don't go to sporting events, don't go to conventions for 60 to 90 days. They're the ones at risk. They're the ones who face the risk of death, not the rest of us, causing massive panic. The more die, the more you hear the media say, oh my God, 30 died one day yesterday in America, and people will panic. They don't mention it's 30 people over the age of 80 falling asleep in wheelchairs in a nursing home right next to another person who gets sick with coronavirus, and it spreads like wildfire. They don't mention that. That's that's another 15% potential hit, asking every senior to stay home and not go out and not travel, okay? And not go to ball games and not do all the things normally seniors do. That's another 15% hit now, so we don't take a 100% hit and endure a total economic collapse later. Number three, encourage everyone ages 21 to 65 to go on living, go on working, go on spending, eat out, keep flying, keep traveling, go to conventions in order to keep the economy going. We count on you. You've got to do everything you normally do. We're sidelining the international traffic. We're sidelining the foreigners. We're sidelining the seniors. You've got to pick up the slack. Ask the rest of America to pick up the slack. Number four, announce a $1 trillion fund to bail out small business, airlines, and the travel industry so everyone has peace of mind. We only need 60 days, maybe 90, and then everything will go back to normal, even for those industries, Vegas, travel, airlines, conventions. Even cruise ships eventually will go back to normal. Number five, announce a 90-day income tax vacation. Suspend income taxes for 90 days on the American people. Give them and the American consumers breathing room, taxpayers and consumers. Ask consumers to be heroes. Spend that extra money and save the American economy. Number six, demand the Fed inject trillions of dollars into the system and banks use the money to make loans to small business consumers. And number seven, here's the important part, Mr. President. Talk to the American people on fireside chats. Reassure them. Keep them in the loop. Explain exactly what's happening. Be the leader, be the CEO, be the father figure that America needs now. Announce this plan and the economy recovers. Stocks explode. Forget 1,000 points up today. They'll be up 10,000 points. They'll pass where they were. In 90 days, we'll be back to being America again. Pandemic over, mission accomplished. Hit it like a SWAT team. Hammer coronavirus, hammer this media hysteria, and get the American people spending again. Wayne Allyn Root's idea, 7-point plan. Be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big. finest known is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, it's funny because I sent this seven-point plan to 20 of my friends, and 18 of them loved it and said, get it to President Trump right away, and I did. It's in the hands of Hogan Gidley, his press spokesman, and several other people around the president. And so I got it to him. But 18 out of 20 loved it and said, get it to the president. 2 out of 20 didn't like it at all. And they're big conservatives. And they said, you're spending too much money. What do you mean a $1 trillion bailout? What do you mean a $1 trillion fund? What do you mean an income tax vacation? You're spending too much money. Shutting down international flights. Wayne, you're going too far. No, I'm not. You're not understanding the panic that's out there. You're not understanding that I run a dozen businesses. And in a minute, if things go wrong, all 12 could be out of business. In a minute, the entire Vegas could be out of business. We're on the edge here. Disneyland could be out of business. The stock market could crater. You thought 3,000 points last week and 2,000 a day ago was bad? How about if it goes down another 8,000 points? America's retirement is over, okay? And it ain't coming back. You have to react like a SWAT team now to lock down the November election. All of us, every single one of you that watches this show knows that Donald Trump has to be reelected or it's the end of America. We might as well all pick up and leave and go find another country, although I don't think there is another one in the world that's worthwhile. But it's all over. Maybe we all have to move to Texas and secede at that point. But I'm telling you right now that America doesn't survive the election of a Joe Biden or a Bernie Sanders. It's not going to be Bernie. By the way, Joe Biden, as we speak, is already cleaning up all the primaries. He's going to win everything. And so Bernie's going to be left with nothing. It's going to be Joe Biden. And then as soon as he's elected, you know they're going to announce he's incompetent and he's stepping down. And immediately, whoever the VP is going to be the new president of the United States without being thoroughly vetted, without being elected. Whether that's Hillary Clinton, or whether that's Amy Klobuchar, whether that's Michelle Obama, God forbid, Hillary Clinton, God forbid. I don't know who it's going to be. Kamala Harris? That's going to be your next president of the United States. And they're going to open the borders. You talk about a fear of coronavirus. Here's how irrational and dangerous the Democrat Party is. You talk about a fear of coronavirus. They want the borders open and all the sick people to come in and make us all sick and infect us. Invade us and infect us and say, come on in. It's legal for everybody in the world who wants to come in because you all have a right to come into America. We're only 300 million people. Let's just pollute America, make it crowded, nonstop traffic jams. Let's make us China. We'll have 1.5 billion people if Democrats get their ways. Because there's at least a billion people around the world who are dying to come to America. If you waved the flag and said, it's over, come on in. Everybody gets in, it's not a crime anymore. You'd have a billion new people in America in 2 years. And they'd all bring disease. And we'd all get coronavirus, okay? You'd have all kinds of diseases, tuberculosis, diseases from the Stone Age would be back in America. And get this, Democrats are telling them not only can you all come in, and we want you all, and you all have a right to come in and it's not illegal, but every one of us raises our hand. We want it. We're dying to give you free health care. So now every sick person in the world comes in. And don't forget, every Democrat city is loaded with homeless people. What happens when they get coronavirus? How bad will that spread illness in Democrat cities? So when you talk about the dangers of coronavirus, Democrats are the danger, not coronavirus. Open borders are the danger. Free health care to everyone in the world that wants to come to America. That's the danger that would bankrupt us and tip our country into bankruptcy. And homeless people who are drug addicts, needles all over the ground, poop all over the ground, filth and pee all over the ground. You're going to spread disease like you've never seen once coronavirus takes hold in the homeless population and the illegal alien population. So what I'm trying to tell you is if Trump doesn't win, that's the end of America. Whether it's President Biden or his vice president who becomes president, Kamala Harris, Hillary Clinton, Michelle Obama, Amy Klobuchar, it doesn't matter. They're going to open the borders to let every potential future Democrat voter in, and we will never win another election, and this country will be filled with disease and poverty like you've never seen. So all that matters now is locking down the election. I don't care if President Trump has to spend $18 trillion to lock the freaking election down. Spend it and make sure the middle class understands you're for us and that you will take every precaution to stop us from catching coronavirus and you will lock down the border and you will keep, if you have to, every international flight out. Whatever you've got to do to make the panic stop, to make the pain stop, to make the stock market going down stop, to make sure that Vegas doesn't go out of business, to make sure that every airline doesn't go out of business, to make sure so many people don't lose their jobs after you just created the greatest economy ever and millions got jobs. This is the Democrats' dream, to ruin and wipe out everything you achieve. Do and spend anything you have to make Americans feel secure. All right, coming up next, Prostate Guide for Men. You've seen all the ads out there. This is my sponsor. We love these guys. And the ads are everywhere for prostate pills, but do they work? They did all the tests in a lab. They know which ones work and which ones are complete failures and scams. And they've got a guide that's free to my fans right now.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is assuring Americans that testing for the coronavirus is expanding. Pence says that by the end of the week, millions of more test kits will be available around the world.
thanks to the good work of our top commercial labs that President Trump brought together yesterday. LabCorp and Quest are in the process now of distributing and marketing coronavirus tests all across America.
Reports out of Washington, D.C. say a stimulus package is being worked on at the White House, which may include a payroll tax cut. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is not so sure about that idea.
I don't know if a payroll tax cut is the right stimulus, but we need something. We really have to keep the economy from being locked down when it comes to travel. All those jobs associated with the travel industry, I think, are most at risk.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. A report came out this morning. That's why the stock market was up almost 1,200 points. President Trump pitched 0% payroll tax for the rest of the year to combat coronavirus, and I think that's a great start. Last night's show, I said 0% income tax for the rest of the year. He came up with 0% payroll tax. One and one half does the other. Both great ideas. Hopefully, I hope, his is kind of sponsored. His was kind of, what's the right word? Motivated by mine, encouraged by mine, inspired by mine. Let me mention some other things for President Trump that I think are really important. On a show about 6 weeks, 2 months ago, I mentioned he's got to at least propose the elimination of Social Security taxes for seniors. That went over better than anything I've ever proposed in my entire life. I have gotten more mail on that to this day. I still had 5 or 6 emails yesterday about it, and a couple more this morning from my viewers and my listeners on USA Radio, my viewers here at Newsmax, saying, Wayne, have you spoken to the president? Wayne, have you told the president? Wayne, is the president going to do anything for seniors? Because there are a lot of seniors that love President Trump, but they're hurting. They want a Social Security vacation forever. Why should we pay Social Security taxes on money that we paid into the system for 40 years? You basically stole it at gunpoint, government did, for 40 years from our paycheck. Now you're giving us back our own money. Why do I owe tax on it? I haven't had use of it for 40 years. You're giving me no interest for those 40 years. You're giving it back with like 0.0001 interest for 40 years. Basically nothing. Why would I pay taxes on it? And I think about 60% of seniors pay taxes on Social Security. So that was an idea whose time has really come. Term limits. The American people love term limits. You should build a campaign around term limits. Every congressman, 2 terms, maybe 3. Every senator, 2 terms, and that's it. 6 and 6, and that's it. And then maybe 2 and 2 and 2, or maybe 4 terms, 2, 2, 2, 2 for a congressman. But that's the max. Maybe it should be 2 and 2. 2 terms for a congressman, 2 terms for a senator. But the people want term limits. As I always say, 2 terms for Congress, 1 term in office, 1 term in prison. That would be the best remedy for America. And then the third thing, build your whole campaign around sanctuary cities. The American public wants you to clamp down not just on sanctuary cities, not just on the funding for sanctuary cities, but perp walk the politicians. We just want to see you walk the politicians out in handcuffs who have aided and abetted felons and murderers and drunk drivers who killed beautiful children. All of them are criminals, rapists, terrible criminals. And you've been protecting them and aiding and abetting them, you Democrats in sanctuary cities. Let's arrest them. Let's prosecute them. Let's indict them. Let's send them up the river. You do that, I'm telling you, you win the election by a mile. Trump did something else great today that the average person doesn't know about. The media won't tell him about it. He had a meeting with all the top health insurance companies in America. And he got them all to agree to waive the coronavirus test costs. Now again, my most conservative and libertarian pro-Constitution friends would probably say, Wayne, you and Trump are wrong. It's not even constitutional for government to force a business to agree to waive the costs for a product. No, it's not. And by the way, he didn't order them to do that. He didn't say you have to do it. It's totally fair to call them to a meeting at the White House, put pressure on them, and get them to do it of their own free volition. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's still kind of anti-liberty. I get it. But the American people love it. This is how you get reelected. You ask health insurance companies to test people in the middle of a panic and a pandemic, and they don't have to pay out of their own pockets. And you go, but you're costing businesses money, Wayne. I thought you're pro-capitalism. Do you know what kind of money health insurance companies make? Do you know how much they do take advantage of the American people? Not as much as government takes advantage. They're wonderful and beautiful compared to government-run health care. But still, These guys take every opportunity they can to screw the American people whenever they can save on costs. There's nothing wrong with asking them to do something nice for once that makes us love them and wins us over. And therefore, the average American says, you know what? They're not so bad. Let's not get government-run health care. Whatever you got to do to get reelected and get rid of Obamacare, President Trump, you have my permission. Do it. Good move. Put pressure on the health insurance companies. They deserve it. Now, and by the way, they don't care about you and me. You know, there was a time where I liked Walmart. There was a time where I liked Costco, and I do love shopping at Costco, I must admit. But there was a time where I liked them as companies. There was a time where I liked health insurance companies. Not anymore. They don't give a damn about you and me. As a matter of fact, let me say something conservative, pro-Trump. They'll all ban me from their store. They'll all kick me out for carrying a gun. They'll all make sure that you can't buy guns anymore. Dick's Sporting Goods today said 400 more stores are getting rid of all their guns, not going to sell guns anymore. All these big guys are bleeding heart liberals. Screw them. They're nasty. They don't like middle class people. They don't like conservatives. They don't like Trump. So I really don't care if you run roughshod over them. They hate us. They take the side of liberals every moment they can. Even Walmart. They all sold out. So I have no love for big corporations. I have love for small business. And by the way, I just saw a new study out. Almost every small business person in America is going to vote for Trump's reelection. Small business is wonderful. Big business, these CEOs are all bought and paid for. Every one of them. All the ones on Wall Street, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, they're all no good. The CEO of Wells Fargo, they all ripped off their own banking people. I don't give quarter to any of them. These people never support Republicans anymore. So why should we be nice to them? Okay, a military surgeon is out, Air Force Brigadier General Paul A. Fredericks. He is the Joint Staff Sergeant, Joint Staff Surgeon of the United States of America. He says Trump is right on the seasonal flu being more dangerous than coronavirus. So am I. I've said this for weeks now. You're all witnesses on TV. For weeks I've said this is mass hysteria, mass overreaction. Dr. Oz argues coronavirus numbers from Korea show a lower death rate, or certainly no worse than the common flu. I've been saying this for weeks. The reason the death rate looks so much worse in China in the beginning, and South Korea, now Italy, is because these are third world countries with third world medical systems, and everybody smokes. Have you ever been to Italy? Everybody smokes. Every man smokes 3 packs a day. Have you ever been to Russia? They all smoke. You ever been to China? They all smoke. You ever been to an Asian country? They all smoke. South Korea? They all smoke. So their lungs are destroyed, weak, immune system kaput. So they got hit with this coronavirus, which goes right to your lungs, and they were in severe trouble. Not the same in America. We've all given up smoking. America's not a smoking nation anymore. I don't even see people smoking. I can't remember the last time I saw a person smoking. I can't remember the last time I stayed in a hotel room. There was a smoking smell. I think 99% of hotel rooms now, non-smoking. Every flight, non-smoking. This isn't a smoker's country. We don't hurt our lungs purposely like idiots anymore. So, you know, good luck to the Chinese. Good luck to the South Koreans. Good luck to the Italians. They've all got socialist governments. They've all got crappy medical systems. And they've all got smoking, smoking, smoking. Their life is cigarettes. That's why they had initial bad death rates, number one. And number two, because in a country like China, it's a communist country. If you report you have a disease, they drag you away from your family. They put you in some asylum somewhere, never to be seen again. So nobody wanted to tell them that they were sick. So they think there are 80,000 cases. There might be 800,000 cases. They think 3,000 of the 80,000 died, but 3,000 out of 800,000 died. The numbers are much lower, the death rate, the mortality rate, than anybody ever thought. It's all about the fact that nobody reports it. If they have mild symptoms, they just stay home and shut up because you don't want to be a pariah. You don't want the state police to come knocking at your door with guns. All right. The other reason I think liberals just love this stuff, love it, eat it up. Number one, it could embarrass Trump. He didn't do enough. And so I'm making sure he does enough. And number two, they hope it brings down the Trump economy and then he loses re-election. And number three, the third thing is kind of interesting too. Because They think you'll forget about Joe Biden being senile. And I really believe, again, this is an opinion show. I'm giving you my opinion. It's not the opinion of everyone in America. It's not the opinion of Newsmax TV. It's my opinion. Joe Biden is senile. There's something very wrong with him. He doesn't have it anymore. The guy is completely lost and confused. He doesn't know where he is, what time of day it is, what city he's in, what he believes in. He doesn't even know the difference between his wife and his sister. He doesn't know the difference between Super Tuesday and Super Thursday. The guy's lost, and he's done it again. He had a meltdown, and they think you'll forget because coronavirus has wiped everything else off the headlines. They think you'll forget how corrupt he is, and they think you'll forget he doesn't know where he is anymore. Senility issues. Biden melts down in a tirade after a voter confronts him over his plan to take away our guns. And Biden curses at the guy with cameras rolling. This just happened today. He says you're full of SH and you could spell the rest. Now, if Trump does that, the media freaks out. Biden used the SH word and he directed it meanly, angrily at a voter. You can't do that. And he lied to the voter. I'll tell you about all of it when we get back. But that's what the media is so glad about coronavirus, right? Because it wipes all those terrible, negative Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden headlines out of the news. You're not thinking about Bernie being a communist defending Fidel Castro anymore. You're thinking about coronavirus. You're not thinking about the senility of Joe Biden anymore. You're thinking about coronavirus. And you're not thinking about the corruptness of Biden's entire family that's on the take, ripping off the American taxpayer because you're thinking about coronavirus. They want that out of the headlines. So you just think all day long, am I going to die? They want the hysteria. They want the panic. Wayne Allyn-Root, we'll be right back. The Warrior, Newsmax. This is Wayne Allyn-Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn-Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Stone is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, just some more proof. It's one thing to have famous doctors, which I've quoted during this show, all saying this is the same as the flu. No worse than the flu, maybe slightly worse than the flu, a nasty version of the flu, but nothing to be hysterical over. But here's coronavirus by the numbers. 83% of affected countries have mortality rates of less than 1%. 83% of the affected countries. My argument would be the ones that are higher than 1% are countries where they smoke too many cigarettes and they've destroyed their lungs and their immune systems. The World Health Organization says most infected people will recover, as have more than 70% of Chinese patients. What are we getting hysterical about? More than 70% of the cumulative number of people infected with the novel coronavirus in China have recovered, the World Health Organization stressed on Monday, saying that although the threat of a global pandemic looms large, most infections will end in recovery. So, look, it's not like this is perfect and this is wonderful. Italy is exploding with cases. South Korea, it's dying down. China, it appears to be dying down, if you can believe their numbers. I believe South Korea, they're dying down. So it is dying out, and it hasn't even really hit us yet. So hopefully it'll die out as quick as it hits. Especially, here's something no one's mentioning. When the warm weather comes, all viruses die when warm weather comes. And so by the time it were to come back, if it were to come back, say next November, December, right? When it gets cold out again. If it were to come back, we don't even know if it will. But if it will, we'll have a vaccine at that point. And where do we get the vaccine from, as I've argued on the show? Either America or Israel or a combination of the two. Two wonderful capitalist countries. Hey, Bernie Sanders, how come You never get the cure for anything from a communist country. How come nothing great's ever been invented in a socialist or communist country? How come the cure for coronavirus will never come from Venezuela or Cuba? How come? So most infected people will recover, as have more than 70% of Chinese patients, and 83% of affected countries have mortality rates of less than 1%. That's the good news you don't hear in the media, and I try and give that to you. All right, let's talk about Joe Biden. Biden and Bernie Sanders. I know we have limited time, so it's hard for me to decide which one to get to. Let me start with Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders vows not to close U.S. borders to stop coronavirus. This is the madness of Democrats. If you really believe coronavirus is that bad, then you have to shut the borders down, and you have to seal the Mexican border, and you have to stop the flights if you really believe it's that bad. So basically, I'm telling President Trump to call their bluff. Seal the flights, seal the border, and make sure nobody bad gets in. Fortress America. They think it's so bad, let's stop it in its tracks. So during a Monday town hall, Bernie was asked what he would do differently than Trump to protect Americans from the rapid spread of the illness. Would you close down the borders to stop a coronavirus outbreak? And Sanders responded, no. Brett Baer asked, would you close the borders? No. What you don't want to do right now when you have a president who has propagated, this is Bernie talking, xenophobic, anti-immigrant sentiment from before he was elected. What we need to do is have the scientists take a hard look at what we need to do. There are communities where the virus is spreading. What does that mean? It may mean self-quarantine. No, Bernie, what it may mean is these people came from overseas flights. What it may mean is they brought it with them from another country, like South Korea or China, right? What it may mean is they brought it from Mexico. What it may mean is they're going to bring it from Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras. What it may mean is the more people you let in the border, the more trouble for America. And by the way, for all you environmentalists, the more polluted for America, the more traffic for America, the more carbon dioxide in the air, the more garbage in the streets. Don't believe me? Go to any third world neighborhood in the United States. Go to any really bad, low-class, poor neighborhood in the United States. You know what you find? Garbage strewn all over the streets. Go to the areas where the homeless live. Garbage everywhere. Fill our nation with millions and millions or hundreds of millions of new poor people and watch the garbage pile up and the poop and the pee and the drug needles and the disease pile up. Democrats are truly idiots, fools, ignorant, but more importantly, dangerous to you and me and the future survival of the United States of America. Now, Biden lashes out at a Detroit worker in a profanity-laced gun dispute. As if Bernie isn't bad enough, Biden's even worse. He got into a heated and profanity-laced argument with a worker at a Chrysler auto plant in Detroit today. The individual accused him of trying to take away his Second Amendment rights. And oh, by the way, of course Biden is. He just announced he put Beto O'Rourke in charge of the gun control. Of course he's taking away our rights. And then Biden says, you're full of, and then he cursed the SH word. I support the Second Amendment. And then Biden and him started fighting. And Biden at one point said, you want to take this outside? Now, I've known people who have senility in my lifetime. They were perfectly normal people and sweet people, and never in their lives did they ever threaten another person with violence. Until they got old, and they started to have a little senility. And then they threatened someone with violence right in front of me. And I was shocked. That's Biden. Can you imagine what a reckless disregard you have in the middle of a presidential campaign to threaten a person you're arguing with? You just smile at them and walk away. You don't even engage, but to threaten them, let's walk outside, and to use a curse word, amazing. Another sign of senility of Joe Biden. All right, as we head out for the night, my doctor suggests coronavirus, man, is sweeping the world. Well, guess what? You want to feel safe? Alkaline structured silver. Check it out right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.